Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a Truebolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Yes, up, face there, family ties. Yes, up, face there. Up, face there. Yes, up, face there. Pristine boys on the watch, watch them make now. Like this up chandelier, and that pussy like voodoo, Santa Rhea. Bet your man ain't getting money like me.
Nope.
Bet your lil' chop on me. Whole life on parole, can't talk to felons. Now tell that bitch up in the cops, a man still telling. Still telling, still telling. Throw that whole chick away, that still telling. Still telling, still telling. Look at these niggas ducking time, niggas still telling. Sup, face there.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day. Losers.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that was wrong.
You have a Valentine.
I know, that's why I'm rubbing it in, you bunch of jerks. Yeah.
Up, face there.
La Caldi. Body. Never been stressed by. No, never been pressed by.
I'm kidding. If you're single and you're alone and you're sad, I'm sorry.
Just get over it.
Yeah, man, you'll be fine.
I mean, sad.
Get yourself some lotion and a beer. You know what to do.
Yeah. If you're sad on Valentine's Day because you're single, that's really depressing.
I know.
Because you should know that everything on social media is a fabrication and a highlight reel.
Yep.
So you're upset over stuff that's not even real. Those people that show these loving posts, most of them, I would say probably upwards of 70% of them, they hate each other.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a last-ditch effort before they get divorced in April. So stop being jealous of people that don't have it together.
They're really documenting this stuff so they can throw it up in each other's faces later. I hate that I like this song. I just hate myself for it.
So good.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm like, this is stupid. And then I'm bobbing my head.
Yeah. That's a good beat.
Yes.
Who's this halfway?
I don't know, man, but whatever he's saying, I want to order that tomorrow.
Speak English.
Yes.
Jag off.
Yeah.
See.
It's, how are we hearing all this music over the wall?
Manuel, I think is his name.
He sounds fine.
Is it like French Montana or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's Anuel.
Anuel
AA.
It's anal in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Anuel.
Family ties. Ayo, Dre.
What did he say? Agua, water, what? Agua, need it. That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's Spanish
Agua
for
it. Agua, need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's come this way. It's only knee deep on the Rio Grande. Come this way, this way. Agua, knee deep. Agua, knee deep. Yeah, that's what you're doing. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We have a little what the hell news for you. Let's get some of these stories for you folks.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's what the hell what news. The hell news. On the Johnny B Show.
All righty. You know how we do it. We throw it around the room. Everybody does the stories that they found the most what the hell worthy. And we will start with you, Anna Homo. What do you got?
So I watched this guy on Rogan a few months ago. His name is Colin O'Brady, and he was the first person to cross the continent of Antarctica alone and unsupported by resupply or a... It says kite. That's not what I read when I...
Why would you do that, though?
Because he's a dummy, dude. He's an idiot. He just... They set these ridiculous goals. And for what... He had, like, a wife, too. Like, why are you going to do that to yourself? But whatever. It took him a couple months, I think. But apparently... And I listened to the whole episode on Rogan, and he didn't mention this, but apparently he pooped his pants.
Oh, man.
Less than halfway through, which wouldn't be such a big deal.
Keep yourself warm a little bit.
He had to continue using the same underwear for 38 days thereafter.
Oh, no.
38 days.
That's how long it took him? 38 days?
No. That's when he pooped his pants.
Oh.
He had 38 more days of poopy pants.
I know, but I'm saying, how long did it take him to...
I think the whole thing took a few months. I'm trying to see how
long. Why would you do this?
Poopy pants. God, it's not letting me know exactly. I don't know. I don't know how long it took him.
No way, man. No shot. No.
Let's see.
No. It's too long, whatever it is. 38 days of poop in your pants.
Yeah, that's how long he had to walk with the...
How bad did he smell after...
Probably not that bad.
It was 54 days. So less than halfway through, he poops his pants, and the remaining 38 days, he had to walk and trek in those poopy pants.
So he had planned on doing a two-month no shower...
Yeah,
I don't think you really reek though, because I mean the poo obviously would reek, but I don't think you have like body odor because it's so cold. Right?
I don't know.
Why didn't he go in summertime? Why did he have to go in the dead of winter?
Because that's more extreme.
That's the challenge.
I get it, but it would still count if you go across Antarctica.
Yeah, but somebody would do it in the wintertime, and then they'd be like, "Oh, this guy did it
so
in winter though."
Stupid.
Look, I know the answer. This guy's a dumb jerk off. Stupid. But whatever, man. Everybody has their path. Everybody wants to do what they want to do.
Now he's got a Wikipedia page.
Yep. A Wikipoopia page. Am I right?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tired as I am, I'm still on, man.
Killing it.
Yeah, girls. Will, you got something for me?
I do. And this is actually a local story and kind of a little bit of breaking news. You ever hear of Daniel Lee Martin?
Oh, my God. Danny Mart?
Yeah.
No.
You know him?
No.
Well, he's a country music singer. He was found dead in a Pasco County home today after a standoff with deputies who were serving a warrant on charges related to sexual abuse of minors. And that's what the sheriff department says. He said deputies were sent to the home near Little Road and Pennant Court in Newport Richey on Friday afternoon to serve a search warrant out of Tennessee. According to the spokesperson for the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, the warrant was for 3 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, 3 counts of aggravated sexual battery, 1 count of solicitation of a minor to commit a rape of a child,
Jesus.
And 2 counts of committing an aggravated sexual battery.
Oh, this guy hasn't sang songs in a long time.
He's an older fella.
Yeah.
When deputies got there, the sheriff's office says that, well, he's not that old, 54-year-old, or he wasn't that old.
I'm just saying, but like his music is like from the 90s.
Okay. He did not respond to their attempts to contact him. The SWAT team was called to the scene after deputies say that Martin made threats to harm himself and others. Once deputy got inside the home, they found Martin dead of an apparent suicide.
Oh, man.
Jail records show that he was arrested on January 27th in Pasco County on charges of lewd and lascivious exhibition of a victim under 16. The sheriff's office did not comment.
So he's a pedophile.
Yeah, pretty much. The sheriff's office did not comment on Martin's connection to the country music industry with the TMZ. TMZ reported his death on Friday evening. So good riddance.
Sad
David
stuff,
Lee Martin.
Said
that sucks, but it sure could be worse. That's when
is this guy
I
popular?
All the time I spend with
he's got
you.
Stuff all over YouTube. I mean, this
nice
was
voice.
This was posted in 2015 and has 2,700 views.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I could sing a song in the lobby and get that many views tomorrow.
Yeah. A hopeless romantic with nothing to lose. An amateur plumber, a grocery bag runner, who's one saving grace.
It sounds like watered down cliche country from the 90s.
Don't give a damn if that's all that I am.
It's like a very poor man's version of Garth Brooks or something.
It's not great.
Yeah, it's not good. Sorry, Daniel Lee Martin, you're a pervert and you're dead now.
If I could ride doctor in front of...
Yeah, this song sucks balls. I mean, of age balls.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Consensual balls.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, R.I.P. Daniel Lee.
He did.
Hell. Well, I have a story about sex, but it's not with children. Not this time.
Boo.
And it's nothing to do with country music. Not this time. But it's... right here locally, the city of Lakeland was forced to close a portion of a park in Lakeland because of an orgy. An orgy.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Orgy.
Have you ever been in one?
Nope.
What but constitutes an orgy? Four more? Four
I don't
or
know.
More?
You have to talk to somebody that's into orgies.
Yeah, I
don't
think
know.
So, because there's a threesome, and then I think foursome? There's even a foursome. And probably, I think after that, you're an orgy.
Yeah, yeah, it's
well,
probably.
Let me look up orgy and see what happens.
Probably more
here.
Than four.
Orgy.
Yeah.
Wild party. Kayaks.
Just Google how many Kayaks. How many do you need to qualify for an orgy? Because I've been really, really fat and been with a really fat person, and weight-wise could qualify as an orgy?
Four or more.
Four or more, yeah.
No, four or more.
Four more.
No, four, at least four, if not more.
Four more.
Okay, well.
Well, this orgy that was happening in Lakeland, it's still happening, by the way. Hundreds. Snakes.
Snake?
Snake. Yeah, scary stuff. Wildlife officials said regarding the snake spotted on Lake Hollingsworth near the roundabout beginning February 13th, Facebook post on the official city of Lakeland recreational page, it appears they have congregated for mating. Most of them are non-venomous and generally not aggressive as long as people don't disturb them. Yeah, don't bother them while they're banging. Once the mating is over, they should go their separate ways. Yeah, just like humans. But people are a little skeptical because they say they've seen water moccasins around this orgy zone. Water moccasins are very aggressive and very venomous. So careful, guys. If you see some snakes banging it out in a snake orgy, which I didn't even know they did that, stay away, man. Don't bother them. Let them bang. I want to Google snakes banging because I don't even know what it looks like. But I'm sure they do it.
I think they kind of wrap around each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's some sort of insertion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Google snake.
Snake sex.
Sex. Yep. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Google images.
What'd you find?
Nice. Yeah. They're just like braided.
Yeah.
Oh, look there. Ooh, there's a corn snake penis right there, friends.
Yum, yum, yum.
That's odd.
Look at that one.
Enos.
Yeah. Yeah, not hot. Not hot at all.
You don't like it?
Nah. Look at that. Look at that tangled web.
That looks like a challah.
The challah bread.
The challah bread. You braid the snakes.
Oh, there's a little snake orgy right there. Look at them all.
Wow.
Yes, queen.
Mating ball, they call it.
Is that what they call it?
A mating ball.
But how do they know if they're even putting their...
Oh, they're just putting it wherever.
I guess.
Whoever will take it's getting
Sorry,
it.
Tom. You look just like Linda over here. We're in a ball now, so can I finish? Oh, just finished, Tom. Sorry. Oh. Yeah, sorry, dude. You have the same markings. You guys look so much alike. I mean... She should put a bow on her head or something, you know? Oh, look at that. They're doing it snaky style.
Yeah.
Snake style.
Hell yeah.
Like mammals.
She All right. Look happy. A lady is not like.
Yeah,
this is bad for radio.
Lady not happy.
Look at a little snake rapey right there.
Oh, look at this. We got a kangaroo, a horse, and a boa.
Oh, my God. So there's a boa eating, wrapped around a kangaroo. A horse is sniffing it while... Yeah. Is there sex happening?
I don't know. I think you could classify it as that if you wanted to.
I want lawn art. That is that right there. I want to have that created in the lawn art.
Nature's glory.
So that when people walk up to my front yard, they just see a python wrapped around a dead kangaroo with a horse sniffing its ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's beautiful, man. It's nature. It's love.
I feel like my HOA would get involved.
Those snakes are in love.
You think?
Love's love.
Love is love.
You can't stop love.
Yeah. No, you can't.
You can't hurry love.
You'll just have to wait.
Yep. Just saying. You have time to get your tweets in at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Anna Humble Radio, at @home_made_man. You have another story, Anna?
I sure do. This one is very local.
I like those.
This guy and me... We come from the same cloth. This guy was living in Michigan.
He's resident. Jewish?
No, he's not Jewish, but he is from Michigan. He lives in outside of Detroit, and he was having some Florida fun. This was last night around 1 a.m.,
Hell
you
yeah.
know? And he was, I guess, downtown St. Petersburg, probably hitting up the bars, yeah. maybe Yard of Ale, 206, you
Parks
know?
And Rick.
Exactly, just having a blast. Then all of a sudden, he had to make pee-pee.
Oh.
And decided, you know what? I want to pee in nature. Too bad nature was a police vehicle.
Oh, come on.
He didn't know what he was doing. Around 1 a.m. last night, Mr. David Marcel Lewis Johnson.
A lot of names.
Approached a sergeant's police vehicle. Then he removed his
penis
from the front of his pants and urinated on the rear bumper of the cop's vehicle. Penis. Yep. Yes, he did. Took it out.
Penis.
And he made urination station all over the cop car.
Shut up, bitch.
Cops caught him. Go figure.
Balls are growing on me.
He was originally charged for disorderly conduct for urinating in the view of members of the public, but was freed after custody when a relative posted a $250 cash bound.
Nuts.
Bound.
How embarrassing. You got to call your family and be like, hey,
Mama?
I made pee-pee on a police officer.
I made pee-pee?
There is nothing like peeing when you're drunk, though. It's the best feeling.
It's like sex.
Yeah. Like when you're, and to do it in public, too, there's something about it. You feel like you're really just getting away with murder.
I've never done it successfully in public.
Really?
Yes. I had a really bad incident when I was in Asia one time. I didn't get corona or anything, but there was a lot of backsplash. I may have just peed my pants.
Yeah.
Because I was just squatting and it was just coming right up. Back up.
Hell yeah.
Had a blaster.
Yes. It was, yeah. I had to pee go back and I couldn't control the flow and it ricocheted off whatever I was peeing on. It was a hard surface. It wasn't grass. I think it was asphalt.
Or a person.
It was disgusting.
Oh my God.
But I just pulled up my pants and carried on.
Well, that was like my unfortunate Dunkin' Donuts cup after Gasparilla last year.
Yeah, that was way worse actually.
Man, I was so close to really achieving something. Like I was so close.
You were. But you failed.
I filled up the whole 32-ounce cup to the brim right at the end of my stream. I was like, yes, I did it. Then I dropped the cup, and it bounced off the floorboard, up into the air, and all over me.
You did it get in your mouth?
No.
Did it get on your eyelashes?
No. No, but it from the neck all the way down.
Shut up. You got it on your
neck? Oh, yeah. I was covered in it. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, Leah was like, oh, my God. And I go, I just pissed myself. Like, as much as a human can do it. Like, I couldn't have done it with.
You might as well just peed in your pants.
No, I couldn't have just whipped out my
penis
and done it any better. Like, I took the entire cup and just gooshed it all over myself. It was so humiliating, so disgusting. And I wanted food. I wanted us to stop and get something to eat. Not now. Not now, P-Boy. Now you're going home, and you're going to take your clothes off and throw them away in the garbage in the garage.
Did you really throw them away?
No. It was my voodoo costume.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Did you have to get it dry cleaned?
I washed it like 6 times. It's fine.
Oh, man.
It's just pee-pee.
Was it were you drinking booze? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was Gasparilla. I drank 2 whole bottles of champagne to start the parade.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like one of those like morning pee-pees where it's like very yellow.
Oh yeah.
Know, those ones reek.
Yeah.
But if you're drinking like beers and stuff, that's just water.
Yeah, basically.
It's fine.
It's still pee-pee though.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, I still pee-pee all over myself.
Could have been worse.
A grown
your
man.
Neck?
Yeah.
It's
oh,
so gross.
Back of your neck.
It was all over me, dude. All over me.
That's so disgusting.
The only good thing about being as morbidly obese as I am is
you covered the seat.
Yeah, I didn't get on the seat at all. Like I blocked.
You just
the
absorbed
seat.
It back into your body.
I was a giant ball of Bounty. That's what I was. I was a big roll of Bounty.
Just went back into your pores.
A quicker picker upper. I soaked it all up, and I just sat there. You know. Leah's a saint. How did she not leave me after that? Right. You just watched the love of your life pour pee all over himself while you're driving.
That is true.
Is this an R. Kelly video? What's going on here?
That's such a, like, as a man, you don't want to be vulnerable like that in front of your woman. And that's something that embarrassing.
I leave me after that, 100%. Wow. I can't look at me the same.
She's the one, dude.
Yeah.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.